This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, it's a big event this weekend in Sutherland. 3 days of events, in fact. Sutherland Blackberry Festival. Dwayne Waller is on with us. Dwayne, good morning.
Morning. How are you, Kyle?
Doing good, and I know you're very busy getting ready for this. It's amazing that it's been going on for 36 years, a Blackberry Festival. Talk about what it's all about.
We're here to bring a celebration to the community, just to basically celebrate the kind of the end of summer. It's a good time for everybody involved.
And you've got 3 days of events. Talk about some of the things that are happening.
Well, if anybody likes golf, the Rotary Club's doing their 25th annual golf tournament. That's at 8:30 in the morning on Friday. So they've got a four-man scramble going on up there at the golf course. Then we have a poker run that starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And we have a drive-in movie in the park for classic cars that are 75 or older. They can drive into the park and watch a movie at no cost.
Wow.
We also have, yeah, why not? We've got the half shell. Let's use it.
Yeah. And talk about what's happening on Saturday.
Saturday, we've got our car show. And let's see, there's pancake breakfast. We've got mud volleyball, BMX. We have a cruise. We have a blackberry cooking contest. The cruise goes on between 6 and 9 p.m. And that will wrap up Saturday. Sunday, we have our mud races. We have a church service in the park. A swap meet, which starts on Friday and runs all the way through the weekend. Motorcycle show on Sunday, a chili cook-off on Sunday, a pet pie eating contest, and we also have our mud races.
And a pet pie eating contest, that one would be interesting to watch.
Yeah, people bring their dogs out, and we have custom-made pies for the dogs that are pet-friendly. And basically, whoever's dogs can eat the pie the fastest wins. We've got three different categories for small dogs and large dogs and medium-sized dogs.
Wow.
Yeah. We also have a diaper derby in the park. So if you want to bring your kids out that are not able to crawl or that are still crawlers, not walkers, then put them in the diaper derby.
And you have tickets on sale for what is a really neat-looking Chevrolet Chevelle. Tell us about that.
It's a 1968 Chevelle. It's got a 454 and a turbo 350. It's quite the car. I get the chance to drive it. We call it the company car. So it's a good deal if we sell all these raffle tickets on this car so we can give our scholarships away. And this year we gave away 12 scholarships. So we're doing pretty good with the car and with the scholarships. And it's amazing to see the support from our community.
Wow.
Back. Yeah.
And the scholarship's obviously a big deal in helping kids out.
Yeah. We've been trying for years to give scholarships away, and we've been doing pretty good at it. Last few years was a little grim through COVID, but we're back up to 12 scholarships and all the way up to $12,000.
Well, very good. All of that happening, of course, Central Park kind of the hub of it, but some of the things are happening nearby other places, right?
Yes, our swap meet is across town on Comstock, and if you want to get to the festival and get to the swap meet, you can park at Lauren Young Fields and take a bus, but it's only available on Saturday. So the bus runs from like 9 to 5 from Lauren Young Fields to the swap meet, back to the park, back to Lauren Young Fields. So you could park and get to the festival without having to try to find a spot to park. So Lauren Young Fields is on Kalapuya, South 99, just south of Sutherland.
Well, a lot of work goes into this, and I know you've been part of it for a long time.
Yes, sir. We have a very, very, very good group of volunteers. These guys and gals start in January putting a festival together, and we work diligently to make this happen all the way through the year.
Well, it's this weekend in Sutherland. Other things about it people ought to know?
Well, it's a a lot of fun. We, like I said, if you want to bring your kids out, we have a BMX race. We've got like 6 or 7 classes for the kids that they can race in. And first place for BMX is a bicycle.
So that should be pretty popular. And I see a karate demonstration going on as well, too.
I missed that one. We do have a karate demonstration on Saturday in the community building. Unfortunately, our karaoke backed out. But we will have the karate demonstration going on. And there's 74 craft booths. That's not bad. So we have plenty of stuff for people to come shop for. And a lot of things to keep you entertained.
All right. It's the Sutherland Blackberry Festival. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 36th anniversary, Dwayne Waller. And, of course, you've got a website, too. People can get all the information and the complete scheduling, right?
Yep, blackberry-festival.com.
All right, Dwayne, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Thank you.
8:37 at the Morning Report.